Hi, ladies, and welcome back to another episode of Hot, Healthy, Never Hungry. I'm excited to talk about eating out because if there's something that you guys probably know from listening to the show is that I love going out to eat. And it was actually really exciting because on one of the 30, 30, and 30 challenge bonus calls that we did for the first round of 30, 30, and 30 coming to fruition and being a fun challenge for us to do together, we had one of the topics on how to go out to eat and be able to stay on track. And honestly, the call was electrifying. Literally, it was so fun coaching and talking to you guys and just showing you all that it's okay to love food. And actually, you know, I candidly said to all the women on the call that being a foodie is not a bad thing. Like, I used to think in the past that loving food and going out to eat was something that could never fit into a weight loss journey, but also wasn't something that like fit and healthy people like to do. But something that me and my husband completely bond over is a huge part of our relationship is going out to eat. It's enjoying food, even if we're making something super special and unique at home. You can be a foodie and be fit and completely love your life. But also at the same time, I totally know going out to eat can be a little bit of a struggle, not just when it comes to calorie tracking, but just in general with staying on track and knowing what to order, how to make it all fit in, because there are so many temptations. It's a completely different environment. You're not making the food. And I know it can cause a lot of anxiety for a lot of women, which is why I wanted to do this episode today on 10 very easy, simple, and easy to digest tips on how to stay on track when going out to eat. We're going to get right to the point. And if you haven't already, starting April 22nd, because of this call and because of how amazing all of your responses were on the bonus session that we held for the 30, 30, and 30 challenge, which by the way, when you sign up for 30, 30, and 30, you get all of those call recordings. So even if you didn't join us for the last round, you do get those call recordings. But anyway, I bring this up because starting April 22nd, what I wanted to do is similar to the protein week I had not too long ago. I wanted to do a 5-day email series sharing so many tips, so many pieces of advice, and honestly, just really help you guys out in addition to this podcast episode. So starting April 22nd, we're going to do a 5-day email series on how to stay on track eating out on my email list. So if you want to grab in, it's 100% free. It's on my email list. You'll get an email from me every day. I'll put the link in my show notes if you're not on the email list. Otherwise, let's get into today's episode. Diving right into this list for my 10 top tips to help you stay on track while eating out. My first tip is a crowd favorite, a fan favorite, but something that I do till this day, and it is starting your morning right. Whenever I know I have an event later in the day, whenever I know I am going out to eat, I'm thinking about myself this weekend, we have company coming into town, and I know we are going out to dinner on Saturday night. And whenever I know my plans in advance, I always like to use that as motivation to not just start my morning right, but really crush the earlier part of my day. But I really find, especially with dinners out, when you start your morning right, you're going to feel so much better going into the meal. So for me, what that may look like is I will start my day with my normal, healthy, balanced breakfast at home because I know I want to have more fun at my dinner later on. I also prioritize protein and veggies, especially depending on the type of restaurant I'm going to. If it's a restaurant where, you know, it's a bougie place, you know, I'm not going to want to order like the healthiest thing on the menu. And it's, you know, maybe something super special with a whole bunch of people. It's not that at that meal, I'm going to be like, F it, I don't care about what I'm eating and just totally neglect and forget all of the healthy habits that I have. No, but I like to just really prioritize crushing my nutrition, as I like to say, earlier in the day, starting my morning right. Maybe not only eating healthy, but getting in a workout and really just like sticking to my normal routine. So it really isn't a big deal when I go out to eat. And actually, I get to have a little bit more flexibility in that moment because you have a very different energy when you start your morning right. And then you have fun at a meal and you have foods that you don't normally have and you are, you know, indulging a little bit more. Like that feels very different versus like you started your morning unbalanced. You didn't crush the rest of your day. You didn't get in your workout. Like, there's just a very different energy. So it's not like I don't have fun foods or I don't indulge if I didn't get in my workout or I didn't have a healthy breakfast. No, but like every day I do like to start my morning right. And I do think, especially if you do have plans to go out to eat, it just makes it a little bit easier being able to fit that stuff in, especially if you are on a fitness journey and you are actively trying to lose weight. It gives you a little bit more calorie money to play with as well. Speak of being on a fitness and weight loss journey, something that I think is a non-negotiable, like honestly, even if I wasn't losing weight, this is something I always do. But my second tip is always looking at the menu ahead of time. I actually told this to my clients recently, and I think I mentioned it on the 30, 30, and 30 call as well. But I always go to both Yelp and Google, not just for reviews, but I really like to look at photos of the food before the restaurant that we go to. So I can get a vibe of not only what maybe they might be known for from their website or whoever recommended it, but you can also see the portion sizes. To give you guys an example, when I am doing food log reviews and say a client is like, hey, I'm going to this restaurant. I want to lose weight this weekend. I really want to be on track. It's really important to me. But like, what do I order? Looking at a menu is helpful, but especially depending on the type of restaurant and knowing the portion sizes and really getting a gist of how the cooking process is for them, looking at the food on a plate can be really incredibly helpful because we've all had those experiences going to restaurants where the salad on the menu, you're like, wow, like this is not very voluminous versus like another salad on a different menu has like so many veggies, so many different portions. Like, you know, nothing's also worse. This is a total side note, but when like you get like recently me and my husband got a side salad with a pizza and we got chicken on top. The chicken came with the salad. We were honestly so disappointed though, because it was probably like 2 ounces, not even of chicken. Me and my husband were like so hungry after dinner. We had to like make chicken when we came home. I think we had like breaded chicken tenders that we put in the air fryer, but you know, that could have been a little bit avoided if we looked at the menu ahead of time and we got a gist of, okay, how much chicken are they actually putting on here? Because it wasn't the vibe. So look at the menu ahead of time. My third tip for you is do not starve yourself before the meal. I feel like so many women, shout out to myself when I was younger, because I'm going to call myself out for a second. I used to literally be the girl that would skip eating so many different meals if I knew I was going out to eat and I wanted to look a certain way. I wanted to feel skinny. I wanted to look good or stay on track. And, you know, especially on a weight loss journey, I know for me, it gave me a lot of anxiety before I knew about calories and macros about going out to eat because you don't know what you don't know. So you're like, okay, eating out is bad. So you just think, okay, we got to starve ourselves. We have to skip meals. And maybe it's not like the intensity of starving yourself, but you feel like you have to be restricted. What I want you to do instead is actually eat. There are so many times where I've actually given clients suggestions to have a little bit of like a half a protein bar or have a little yogurt, especially depending on the restaurant that you're going to, and really timing it out right. So that way you're not going into the meal with low blood sugar, so tempted by all the appetizers, the bread on the table. And nothing's worse, by the way, than you order a glass of wine before any of the food comes. And maybe that restaurant's taking a little bit longer than usual. And then not only are you starving, but then you've had this alcohol and now you're just like buzzed and tipsy. And it's a whole vibe there. It's a vibe, but like not sometimes a good vibe because then we're like, oh, am I going to get sick right now? Like we need to have food ahead of time. And usually when we undereat before going out to dinner, it can really, especially if you're a party girl and the why is your weight loss a hot mess quiz and maybe you've struggled with overeating before, not eating ahead of going out to dinner is sometimes the worst thing that can honestly just cause a full-blown binge eating attack. So definitely don't starve yourself. Eat ahead of time and plan that in earlier in the day. At the restaurant, my next tip for you is thinking about the balance plate when you order. So if you're new to this world, a balance plate is when you have about half your plate is veggies, a fourth your plate starch, a fourth your plate protein. Now, some of those portions might look different when out to eat, but typically you want a carb, a protein, and a veggie, or if it's not a veggie, at least like a pop or pops of color, especially if like it's a dinner meal. I try to always get my fruits and veggies, especially at lunch and dinner and then breakfast. I'm lucky if I get fruit on my plate, like that's really amazing, but I'm probably not eating a salad for breakfast. That's just me personally. Doesn't mean that you guys can't do that as well. Anyway, with this tip, I really honestly, whenever I go out to eat, whether I'm splitting with someone, whether I'm ordering myself, whether I'm trying to have a fun meal or even a more on track meal, no matter what, I'm always thinking about that balance plate as I'm actually looking at the menu options. And fun fact, when I am actually reviewing my clients' food logs, or honestly, even with clients, I know Coach Hannah, Coach Liz, and Kendall, Coach Kendall on Team TSN, we all actually do this whenever we review restaurant menus for our clients and our programs, because when we're looking at the menu, our first thought is, okay, this is really awesome, but like, what is its composition? What is it made of? And so getting into that mindset is incredibly important if you want to stay on track while eating out, of course, with your fitness goals, but also even when it comes to weight maintenance. Okay, my fifth tip for you is consider how food is cooked and prepared. And I want to give you a really easy example of this. You can think about like fried food versus grilled food or blackened food. I love a little blackened chicken or blackened fish. But anyway, let's compare fried and grilled. So When I am looking at a menu, especially trying to be calorie conscious and nutritionally conscious, it's not that I never order the fried food. You guys know I love fried chicken. I've talked about that a lot on this podcast. But I also know, okay, fried food is going to be usually higher in calories. The deep frying oils isn't the best for our health if we're constantly having it and not having our food a little bit more naked, as I like to say. But it's not that it can't fit in. You know, definitely if I order something fried, I know it's fun. I know it's going to be delicious. And heck yeah, maybe I'll get some protein with it if it's fried chicken. But ultimately, if you're on a fitness journey and you're trying to be a little bit more dialed in, if you're trying to save on calories and improve the quality of your meal, that's where going for something grilled is going to be a little bit more nutritious, a little bit more nourishing, and you're going to save on calories there typically. So really considering how the food is cooked and prepared, even using that example at a sushi place, right? If I am trying to be more calorie and weight loss focused on a fitness journey, I would go for the non-tempura fried sushi versus the tempura one. I love tempura. And yes, you can make the argument it can fit in. But if you're trying to stay on track and you're one of those people where, okay, I give you an inch and you take a mile, meaning like it's not that you don't think tempura can fit in, but it's just like every time you're making the fun choice, like an easy way to cut back on calories is really thinking about how the food is prepared and processed, because that can really impact the nutrition on it. Okay, my sixth tip for you, that is my favorite tip to do with my husband. And I've even done this with friends as well. You don't got to be in a relationship, ladies, but splitting the entree with whoever is at the table with you and kind of like approaching the meal together, especially if you guys are on the same page. You know, me and my husband, we always have a lot of banter as we're ordering, like I'm sure many of you guys do with your significant other or even your friends. And you guys are talking about what sounds good, you know, what your goals are. When I say goals, I mean like me and my husband aren't like actively having a conversation like, you know what, this is my goal and I'm trying to lose 5 pounds this week. I mean, you could have that over a conversation, but obviously with us more in maintenance mode, you know, it isn't something that comes up as organically. It's more about like, we just know we want to feel healthy and nourishing. And depending on how we ate earlier in the week, maybe that's an organic conversation that comes up where I might say to him, you know what, I've had a lot of fun this week. I kind of want to order something a little bit more nourishing, or even like within a day, like doesn't even have to be super deep when you think about the week. Within a day, I can be like, you know, I actually haven't had any veggies today, babe. So we got to order the salad if we're going to split something together. Or I even approach it this way, like, do you want to split it? Like we just have that kind of banter. But anyway, I do sometimes find splitting not only just like the entree, or sometimes we'll order two entrees, but we know one of them is going to have more veggies. We looked at the menu ahead of time. We looked at the photos online and maybe we're doing the burger. So it's like, okay, one of us is getting the salad. One of us is getting the burger. And then of course, if I'm with my husband and myself, we love the fries. Typically when we're going out to eat, like that's why we go out to eat, right? We want to have some fun foods. And so you split it. And so we even do this at steakhouses, especially, you know, a place that sometimes like 8 ounces of steak is like the only portion of the filet that they offer. When it's like, okay, do I need 8 ounces of steak plus all of this other stuff? Probably not. Or even I've been to a place where like 12 ounces of steak is like the portion. So it's like, okay, me and my husband, if we split that, that's 6 ounces each. Like we're good. Like that's really great. So don't be afraid to split things and have a conversation with people at the table, because it can really help you make sure you're not overeating and just kind of have a fun mix and match meal with your friends or your family. Okay, my seventh tip for you is focus on your appetite and fullness as you eat and really focus on being in the moment. I think one of the most underutilized resources that you can tap into that is completely free, and especially as you do it more and more, it's going to become a lot more easy for you. You're going to become more proficient at it, and it's really going to help you be on track and balanced in any situation, is really focusing on how you feel. It sounds so simple, but you know, a lot of people when they're out to eat, they like almost like disassociate. They focus on the food, they focus on the family, the environment, the conversations, the vibe of the restaurant. Like that's amazing. Those are all things I want you to focus on. But I think when you're trying to be on track, sometimes we overthink things like, oh my gosh, you have to order the perfect thing on the menu and get the dressing on the side and it has to be grilled. And like, yes, setting yourself up for success and ordering the right types of foods are incredibly important. But you could order all the healthy foods in the world. Heck, you could order a salad. I think everyone thinks a salad is like a healthy food, right? But if it's 1500 calories and you're getting full because there's a full avocado on top, plus cheese, plus the dressing, plus chicken, plus bacon, plus like all of these different things, at the end of the day, that salad could be really healthy and nourishing, but heck, it has a lot of calories in it. And if you actually checked in with yourself, perhaps you would have actually gotten full before you ate the whole thing, but you just weren't checking in with yourself. You're just focusing on, okay, this is so healthy. I got to eat the whole thing. And you're not like checking in with yourself. So Anyway, there's so many reasons and situations that I could use as an example here, but really focus on how you feel. Focus on your fullness as you are eating. That is one of the most underutilized tips and strategies to prevent overeating, especially when going out to eat. My eighth tip for you is asking yourself, what is worth it? I've shared this a ton on the podcast. It is one of my favorite tips ever. But this is something till this day, I always talk about asking what is worth it. I shared this on the 30, 30, and 30 bonus call for the challenge. And, you know, not this past week, but when I did go to In-N-Out recently and someone just happened to ask me on my Q&A, do you ever just have like a full-blown cheat meal? And I first said, well, I don't cheat on my diet. I incorporate fun when it's worth it. And it's not a cheat. It's more of a treat. It's something fun that I'm choosing to do. Because one food decision, one meal, one day, or one week doesn't define my health. It's my habits over time, as corny as it sounds, but it's really, really true. But to get to this place, one of the key questions you have to ask yourself in these moments is asking yourself what's worth it so you can tap into your knowledge on nutrition to help you make educated choices. I will give you an example with the In-N-Out. I was at the end of the day with my husband. I am pregnant. We went to Target. I love Target. We love it. We're on a little high. We just bought baby girl some cute clothes. Target has an amazing little maternity baby clothes. Their maternity section is amazing, but like their baby clothes at the place we went to, like the coolest Target ever. Like we loved it. Anyway, we got her this cute little strawberry dress. We're in the car coming home and we're like, you know what? We had stuff to plan to eat at home. It was getting a little late. I have been craving In-N-Out for weeks and me and Josh are like, let's do it. Like we have nothing going on. You're not working tonight. And let's wait in this really long In-N-Out line because In-N-Out, if you go at nighttime, it is like the longest line, especially here in Los Angeles. So we went and as we're in the drive-thru, I mean, I love sweets. I love sweets so much, especially during my pregnancy. And so as we're ordering, I'm like, okay, I want to get the burger. I want to get the fries. We're actually looking at the nutrition facts on the menu. When I learned how much a shake was there in terms of calories and the sugar content, I said to myself and to Josh after he said the same thing to me without us even having a conversation about it, we both were like, 600 calories and 60 grams of sugar is just not worth it to us. I'd rather have the burger and fries. And we actually had intentions of like making some other veggies at home. I think we actually had ran out of greens. So usually like our go-to thing is greens for like a salad, but we just didn't have it. And honestly, I was like, I don't want to have to cook like Brussels sprouts or broccoli. I think it was broccoli in the oven that we were going to do. And it was just too many steps. So we ended up having a meal without the fiber component, which is typically what we like to do. We obviously hit the protein. It was fairly like not unreasonable amount of calories because we were conscious about the burgers that we ordered. You know, I was like, it's not worth it for me to have the cheese. Like, I really don't think it's going to make or break the meal. Like, let's get the sauce. But asking yourself what's worth it can help you, yes, indulge, but also help you avoid things that just are not worth it. And that's incredibly important if you're on a fitness journey, a fat loss journey, and honestly is something even in maintenance that you will utilize for the rest of your life. Okay, my ninth tip for you is negotiating with yourself. Something that I do, especially when I am out to eat at restaurants, especially with other people, and there's the social pressure dynamic, is thinking to myself, just because it's in front of me, I don't have to have it. And this used to be a big problem for me with bread at the table. You know, when there's a delicious bread at the table, I'm the first one diving in. Like, it's my favorite thing ever. But something that I sometimes do with myself is negotiate. Because you might go in with a plan, but then in the moment you're like, oh, but this is really worth it, or this is something I really want. And so something that I sometimes say to myself that might be helpful for you is, if I have this, do I really need this too? For instance, if I have two cocktails, it's not that I can't have dessert. You can. But when you really think about being on track at home versus out to eat, I think that the difficulty with it is at home, you're typically not having multiple servings of alcohol, multiple servings of appetizers that are also made deliciously because you're at a really awesome restaurant, I'm sure. And then you're also not usually having the dessert component plus the meal, right? You're usually just having the meal. So if I'm trying to be more on track, more dialed in and not overeat or overconsume calories, I might not overeat, but I might just have more calories than really what I would love to have when I'm trying to be on track. And it's just not worth it for me to go over my calories. It's not the goal here. I would say to myself, you know, if I'm ordering alcohol, one or two drinks, is it worth it for me to have the dessert? And sometimes me and my husband even get on the same page about it. Or even if people are not on the same page, that's a conversation I have to have with myself because I get to choose if I'm going to have something or not. It's not about saying don't have it. It's asking yourself, you know, if I have this item, the next thing that I know is going to be popping up, like, is that also going to be worth it? Like, what is going to be worth it? But also negotiating with yourself about, you know, if everything is always worth it, then like that's wild because we're never kind of picking and choosing what's really worth it to us. Because what's worth it isn't going to be just everything all the time, 24/7. You can have it all, but you can't have it all at once. Okay, my last tip for you, tip number 10, which goes without saying, is going in with a plan. Gosh, and this relates to looking at the menu ahead of time, but there are so many times where, you know, I've really explained to the clients this way, where going in with a plan isn't just, I want to be on track. Like that is great, Susie Q. We love that, girlfriend. But what does I want to be on track really mean? For me and my clients, what I like to do with them is ask them questions before we even look at the menu and kind of really think about things, about how we want to strategize your day, strategize the meal, how we want it all to look. And what I mean by this is going in with a plan actually really starts with, what is your intention going out to eat? Is this a more fun meal or is this a more on track meal? How do we want to feel at the end of the meal? And ultimately, at this meal, are we trying to be like in the moment and disconnect and enjoy the food? Or are we going in like this is just another meal? Like our time of year, our environment, if it's the holidays or not, who we're with, like all of these things have to be taken into consideration that go into what your plan is going to be when it comes to the food and the habits. But you have to first set this intention in the right place and really think about it, because that will allow you to be able to go in with a plan that matches the expectations of what you want this meal to be like. Anyway, these were 10 rapid fire tips. I hope they helped you out. If this episode helped you in any way, be sure to share it with a friend, post it on your Instagram story, or even just message me and tag me what you enjoyed about today's episode. And as a reminder, this show only grows when you support it. And something that I am so thankful for is every single woman who leaves a rating and review and also follows along the episode by pressing, you know, follow or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. So if you haven't already, especially if you haven't left your review or rating for the show, if you could take 5 seconds and do that, it really helps the show grow. And I am so appreciative of every person who does that. So I will see you guys next time. I hope you have an amazing time next time you go out to eat and try some of these tips. And if they do work for you and they help you out on your journey, be sure to shoot me a message and let me know. I love you guys. See you next time. Hey, girlfriend. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you'd like to learn more about eating right for fat loss and never gaining weight back, I'll be continuing this party on Instagram, where you can find me at sorority.nutritionist, posting inspiration every single day. Also, if you're wondering where to get started on your journey, be sure to head to thesororitynutritionist.com/quiz to take my free quiz that will tell you why you aren't losing weight and what you can begin to do about it so you can see progress faster. You can also find any other links and resources mentioned in the show at thesororitynutritionist.com under free resources. I hope you have such a beautiful day, and I will see you next time, girlfriend.